The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hello, I'm Zara and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm joined by England Netball's Director of Development, Katie Ritchie, to talk all things netball and its return to court. Hey Katie, how are you doing?
I am very excited because my favourite sport in the world is back on at last after 3 lockdowns. So yeah, very excited to be here to talk to you today, Zara.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And yeah, thank you. It is back. Everyone is so excited. I had my first game back yesterday and it was tough, but it was just so good. So, so good. But firstly, you're a player, aren't you, Katie?
I am. I play for, well, in my opinion, the best netball club in the world. But I know every netballer feels that. Yeah, I play for Tiffin Netball Club in Surrey. And similarly, the girls had, we did S&C on Monday night, and there were apparently lots of very achy quads yesterday, so we're taking it a little bit slowly because people haven't been as active. But yeah, everybody was just so excited, and I think you could see even in just that little microcosm of netball the benefits to mental health.
100%. You've been, you know, such a driving force behind getting the nation back on court, and they're starting to get back on court. You know, we have the green light, which is great, but you've done this throughout the pandemic. No, you know, no mean feat. What's the last year look like for you?
Oh, that's such a good question. It's been challenging, brilliant, just highs and lows, a whole roller coaster. But I think that applies to kind of every aspect of life, probably for the whole netball family. So no different really to anyone else's year. I think working through the government submission and getting the green light was just amazing because we were a higher risk sport and required modification to be able to get government sign off to get the game on. So there was a question, can we do this? And I think when we got the green light, that was brilliant. And then just seeing the resilience and tenacity of kind of the volunteers that drive clubs and leagues across the country, because there has been a lot of work to do to then put in place all the risk mitigations to help the netball family learn a few different rules to the ones that they're used to. And then it feels like I've described it a few times as a bit like the hokey cokey, because it feels like we've been in and out of lockdown.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so but this time round it does feel different, and it feels like there's hope now. And just I'm always astounded by just what the netball family can achieve. So we've just finished up some stats, and I always like the numbers. 91% of the leagues across the country are running summer league activity, so that just shows you a huge volume of leagues are getting stuff going so that women and girls can benefit. And I think that for me, that's what it's all about, just getting people, making people's lives better through netball.
Yeah, they're amazing numbers.
I'm honestly so excited to get back on court. Netball brings me so much joy, and I can't wait to get my trainers back on after so long, to be playing with my friends and trying to channel the amazing netball we've seen in the Super League. I really, really can't wait.
I've really missed being around everything that netball brings, so I'm looking forward to being not only in a team environment but also a competitive environment.
You know, you talk about the netball family. You rejoined the netball family, didn't you? It would have been around the start of the first lockdown, I would imagine. So that must have been a bit of a funny time. But you know, you previously worked for England Netball, didn't you, for a number of years before? So yeah, tell me about your experience in netball. You've got a wealth of experience, I know.
Yeah, I've done a few roles, all of which have been really enjoyable. I started life as a netball development officer, which is almost your kind of entry-level job in sport. I knew I wanted to always work in sport, but just didn't really know that there were roles in the sport that I loved. So kind of leaving university and understanding that could be a career path was exciting. And I was lucky enough to get my foot in the door. When I was out of netball, we hit, and I still talked about we, which my employers at the time struggled a little bit with, hit 100,000 women through back to netball. So it's so brilliant that that scheme has stood the test of time, because quite often you see things like that float about and then they float off. But actually, yeah, that's something that really does a good job. I've moved across to the ECB. So I was working at cricket for a few years and really focused on children and young people, which is a real passion area of mine, about how we make sure that all young children can access the opportunities that I have had through being part of a team sport. And then the director of development role came up and I was lucky enough to be brought back into the business. And I started on the first day of lockdown and have never looked back. And it's wonderful to be back. You don't often go back to an organisation, but netball is a special place. And I'm really happy.
Yeah, I can tell that. I can tell, you know, I see your passion, and that's, you know, credit really to the sport thriving and going forward now. Where would you love to see the sport, you know, go and grow? It's had such a huge rise, hasn't it, over the last few years? It's incredible.
Yeah. And I guess when I joined England Netball, we were kind of a normal NGB. And then even 10 years ago, a decade ago, that was almost the real beginning, and almost back to netball was the first cab off the rank with that. And then just being part of the organisation and seeing that explosion of interest and girls and women hitting court and the continuation of that, because I think it's really easy to put out a campaign and you see a peak and then it dies off. But what netball does that not all other sports are doing is that's continued to rise. And then we just had the cherry on the top with the kind of Commonwealths and World Cups. And you think, wow, the visibility of this sport is going places. And I guess for me, it's about how do we continue that trajectory? How do we make sure that as many women and girls as possible benefit from being part of the game and the netball family?
So excited that netball's back. I can't wait to get back on the court in the sunshine, running around with a whole group of friends that I haven't seen for a while. And it's even more exciting having been able to watch all of the Super League matches. I feel like that's just built the excitement and has got everyone really buzzing to get back on court, and can't wait.
Been such a long time, can't wait to be back together with everyone. I hope I can remember how to catch.
I was buzzing to get back on court tonight. The camaraderie you get in netball is just incredible. My team won. I'm so proud. I can't wait to play next week.
Well, it's back. It's so good to have the sport back. You know, grassroots netball. What's been some of the reaction that you've had? Maybe some of the women that, you know, you've spoken to. I believe there's been surveys that England Netball have conducted recently. Tell me about some of that reaction.
Yeah, we like to pride ourselves on really understanding how the netball family have felt during this time. And I think early on, there was a real broad church of feelings towards getting back on court. Those that were chomping at the bit and those that were really nervous and everywhere in between. And I think because of the roadmap and the vaccination program, actually we've seen that shift. People are very excited now to get on court. But there's always that nervousness. And I guess it's more specific this time round. Themes that have arisen are physically, I don't feel fit enough. So we've been talking a lot about kind of that gently easing back in. Any activity clubs and leagues are running this summer should be social rather than getting on court and tearing your hair out, which as a netballer I equally love, but it's probably just kind of, it's that gently approach back in.
Definitely. No, it's easier way in. Yeah.
And I guess more broadly, there's a lot of data in the sector at the moment about women and the impact of COVID. There's been a disproportionate impact on time for women. And I think we've got a vital role to play in helping the well-being of women in this country. And netball is a great vehicle to do that. So I just hope that everyone who was playing can get on court in the summer months, which we all know that netball is dreamy. How do we make sure that, yeah, we provide the opportunities to make that happen and have that me time back and that time with your netball friends, which is so precious.
It is so dreamy, isn't it? You get outside in the sun, you're wearing your dress, you've ditched the leggings. It's great. It's so good. Where can people go to, or, you know, seek some advice and some guidance if they're maybe feeling a bit unsure or excited, but just want to know more about maybe the adapted rules? Where would you suggest they go?
Yeah, so they can jump on the website, and we've got a bar at the top which talks all about the risk mitigations which are in place. And they're things like washing your hands every 15 minutes, not going to netball if you've got any symptoms. So all the kind of stuff that you'd apply if you were going to Sainsbury's, but in a netball context. Netball organisations have a COVID officer, so people that have been given really detailed guidance on how to make it as risk-free as possible in their settings. But equally, we're now looking at really getting programs back up and running, so walking netball, back to netball. And again, we've got the program finder, so jumping on the website and finding that, and you'll be able to find a session available to you locally. And again, all of those risk mitigations, rule modifications that are in place at those sessions also. So a lot has gone into making it as risk-free as possible. That's the most important thing that we can do over the course of the next 6 months.
What's going to be the biggest thing, the biggest factor for getting women back on court?
I think the netball doesn't happen without the people that make it happen. The volunteers have blown us away with their resilience, their openness to continuous changes from government, and their motivation to kind of get their netball families back on court. And I guess it's volunteers continuing to do exactly what they've been doing, checking in with us, understanding the guidance, and then bringing that to life for their local netball families. And I can't say enough how vital our COVID officers, all of the committee roles that have supported netball to restart have been and will be as we rebuild, hopefully towards the kind of dizzying levels that netball was at off the back of the World Cup.
Definitely. Yeah, it couldn't happen without them. So thank you, Katie.
Lovely to speak to you.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.